as a small stream begins to flow through a narrow gorge. Over time, it continues to widen and deepen the riverbed. Through the years, many rich mineral deposits are added to the ever-increasing flow. Similarly, when I first began to teach the Book of Romans, a small trickle of life ran down to my students as I endeavored to use Romans to build a strong doctrinal understanding in their lives. In both Kenya and the United States, I had opportunities to pour this teaching of divine grace as a concrete foundation for true Christian living. In Kenya particularly, the solid Romans teaching has grounded hundreds of pastors and churches in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit continued to hone the message as I taught students over many years at Elam Bible Institute. The flow and sharpening increased to meet the challenges of the 1960s and 1970s. Teaching in several great churches in New York City in the 1980s encouraged students to focus on the North Star of God's love, grace, and liberty, as expressed in the Book of Romans. I discovered that many students, some even raised in church, did not have a solid understanding of the liberating message of Romans due to difficult cultural and/or urban pressures. These students' salvation seemed to hinge on good works as they struggled to live victoriously. It was pure joy for me to declare to them the inspired revelation as it is recorded in this volume, free by divine decree. As my students sat quietly in the classroom, listening to the truth of what Christ did for them, slowly the truth would dawn upon them, and tears would flow down their faces as darkness turned to light. The message was getting through. At the New York School of Urban Ministry, which my wife and I founded in 1984, I was able to strengthen and sharpen the focus of this book to highlight the courtroom scene used as the template. Before this time, I had centered the teaching on the tree diagram located in Appendix 3 of this book. My goal was to emphasize that the life of the tree comes from the roots of chapters 4 through 8. As a believer abides in the root, the fruit of chapter 12 through 15 will blossom forth. The courtroom metaphor, for me, sharpened the divide between the vices and pressures of life in the city and the freedom of His spacious grace. Light was contrasted with darkness, grace with law, and God's free gift with human effort. Free by divine decree is written to bring you into a new freedom in Jesus Christ and to awaken a desire for a more thorough, in-depth study of Romans and the 65 books that surround it. The penalty of sin has been fully paid by Christ's sacrifice, and believers declared legally free are righteous. They are able now to walk in confidence and freedom. Welcome into the divine courtroom. Keep your Bible handy, have a seat, all quiet. The case is about to begin.